This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Thieves have been stealing crops from farms. They've hit two apple orchards and a pumpkin patch in the last few weeks. Joining us now is Matt Spicer. He's an owner and harvest manager at Spicer Orchards in Fenton. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
I've heard of kids swiping apples, which, you know, still theft, but you're talking about something much bigger. What happened at Spicer Orchards?
We have a farm that actually feeds our farm. It's another farm of ours off site of our large farm market. And we have, it's a young orchard, about 15 rows of highly densely planted trees of Evercrisp and Johnny Gold and Northern Spies that we're going to bring to sell fresh in our market. And we are out check about every 4 days or so. We go out and we check to see if the apples are ripe or not. And in between that time, we came back to check on them on a Wednesday and the apples were gone.
Well, how many apples are we talking about?
Approximately 7,000 pounds.
7,000 pounds. Somebody told me that that's almost like 22,000 apples. Is that right?
It's something like that, depending on the size, of course.
Yeah. What's that worth?
It's worth between, if every apple was perfect, it's worth up to $13,000 to
$14,000. Wow. Mm-hmm. So how do you strip a whole orchard of apples and no one notices?
Well, the way this orchard is located, it's actually the portion of it that was unharvested is behind a large building on the property. We'd already harvested the earlier varieties of apples, and these were our later varieties. The Evercrisp is quite an expensive apple. It's a new one to the area. And the easiest way to do it, if you weren't worried about damage to them, and a lot of them were drops on the ground that were also taken, if you weren't worried about damage, the easiest way to be would be to throw a tarp down and rake them off the tree.
Hmm. It still would take a lot of people. I mean, how many people does it take to harvest that many apples, let's say, overnight?
Yeah, if you had overnight and you were well-organized, and this is not, I don't believe this is a couple of kids screwing around, you could probably do it with seven or eight. I mean, if you had the whole night, you could probably do it with six or seven guys and two or three pickups.
So do you think your theft is connected to these other thefts that I mentioned before, the other orchard that's just below the Michigan state line in Indiana and the pumpkin patch that was stolen where they got hundreds of...
Right. The only thing that would make me think that it wouldn't be is this orchard is actually a very small orchard, and you can hardly see it from the road, which actually, of course, if a thief knew it was there, would be a better place for them to steal from. But it's awfully funny because in my entire career, this has never happened on this kind of scale. That's the surprising part of it. This is brand new to us, and I don't know any farmer where they actually come in and take every last apple. You know, you have people that might get a bushel here and a bushel there, but every last apple is it's crazy to me.
I'm trying to figure out what they're going to do with all those apples. I mean, not to be flip, but is there some kind of fruit black market?
Let's see. I don't want to start a conspiracy theory, right?
No, we don't want that.
Yeah, but as a grower and what I could possibly use all those apples for, there's not a lot. Anything that's on the ground can't be used for cider for human consumption. Okay, anything that's not ripe is not going to sell at a fresh market. And anything that is not, in the way that this could have possibly happened, the apples would have been damaged at the time. So somebody's using it for maybe a sort of animal feed or possibly something like that. I mean, of course, it is a thief who did it, so who knows what they're doing with it. But as a grower, what could I use that app for? Only feed.
I've got to ask you, the financial damage, did you have any kind of insurance for crop theft?
No, there is, as far as I know, there is no insurance for crop theft. Now, if we have a spring frost, there's insurance for that. Or, say, hail damage, some sort of storm damage, you can get insurance for that. But as far as actually having your crops stolen, we've never had that type of coverage, nor do I know anybody who does.
Hmm. What's this going to mean for your orchard and your family this year financially?
Six families count on this place to feed them year-round. And this orchard being a new orchard, if this was a new guy growing and it did not have the support of our other larger orchard, it would mean the end. You would not make it through another year. These trees are 7 to 8 years old. It's their first real nice big crop. And that would be devastating, somebody farming just that small acreage. But luckily, we have a bigger farm, of course, that we'll make it through just fine. But it's just one of those, it's another nice little hit for six families losing that amount. So,
Matt Spicer is owner and harvest manager at Spicer Orchards in Fenton. Someone stole about 22,000 apples from trees in one of his orchards. That's pretty amazing. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Yep, thank you.